The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
While they were all amazed at his every deed, Jesus said to his disciples, "Pay attention to what I am telling you. The Son of Man is to be handed over to men." But they did not understand this saying. Its meaning was hidden from them, so that they should not understand it. And they were afraid to ask him about this saying. The Gospel of the Lord.
Today is a very brief gospel, but I think it highlights something very, very important for every single one of us, and something I've certainly realized in my own life, and it took, I think, a little while. Perhaps one of the reasons that you're here, you know, at a daily mass on a Saturday morning is because you're one of these people in your life, like in your circle of friends, in your circle of family, or whatever it might be. Maybe you are somebody who's a little bit more attuned to your faith, to the Spirit of God. There was maybe a closeness that you had even from when you were young, perhaps, for some of you. And then for some of you, it was like that, and then you have a very strong conversion or a reversion or something. There's something that kind of convicts us enough that we would decide that we want to be at a daily mass. And one of the things that I find so unique about this is there's an important lesson in the gospel about the Lord tells us to listen, even though something might not be fully understood by you in that moment that he actually gives you the information. Now, perhaps you can look at this. The way that I've always been able to kind of trace this back in my life is that in hindsight, I'm able to actually see certain events or certain things that were revealed to me bit by bit. And then later on, you're like, oh, that's what that one thing was. That's what that one moment was that happened to me there. Because it says very specifically, he's like, listen to what I tell you. So the Lord asks the apostles to listen specifically to the message that he has. But then it says, but they were kept purposely, they were kept by the Spirit from them not understanding what it was that he had to say at that time. But there is a time later on, once these events are happening and do happen, where they're like, oh, okay, like it all sort of comes together in their mind. And I think that points to the importance of us sort of earmarking things in our life or putting little flags on certain things in our life. Just in the same way that we might be reading a book and have a highlighter or those little sticky note flags or something like that, where something pops up to you and it sticks out. Often we can decide not to mark it and go back, and then it's always going to be a moment, right, where a few days later or later on, you're going to be like, oh gosh, there was this one thing that I read, and I've read like 100 pages since then, and I have no idea where it is because I didn't really earmark it or I didn't pay attention to it. And I think that that's what it points to in our life. Sometimes it could be a dream, something somebody says, something that happens to you at Mass or in prayer, some very specific thing that you're like, I don't know what that means, Lord, but it seems to be something. Like, you're kind of jogging me for attention, like, you know, pay attention. And so I think it's important to take note of those things, and that's certainly what I've done. One thing that it kind of allows us to do, it also realizes that we have very little control over these things. They're actually, just like being here in this church is a gift of faith that you've received from the Lord to want to come here and commune with the Lord and to worship him. In the same way, a lot of these little pieces that we get, these communications from the Lord, are like small little gifts that we have. But yet we're not exercising control over them. We receive them and we kind of make note of it and pay attention to it. And then later on, something might pop up. You know, as we approach this, you know, they say this priesthood Sunday, I think about my own vocation, and there were so many things that I had no clue about, but that I could see in hindsight. And when I was asked, as I started to kind of be interviewed by different people in the diocese to be a seminarian for the Archdiocese of Portland, I remember people often ask you about, like, how do you know that you're being called? And it's these moments of reflecting back on situations where, you know, there was this moment where somebody came up to me in church and said this thing about, like, have you ever thought about being a priest? You know, let's dog ear that page, right? You know, things like that. And then there was this moment, I remember, that I had to speak in front of people, and I had always been afraid of public speaking. And then after that moment, that very important moment, I wasn't as afraid of speaking in public anymore. It's like, well, let's, you know, put a little flag on that moment. And then it was like able to look back on all of these events, and then I felt like the Lord has specifically been grooming me for a specific task, something that he was calling me. And I was able to look back on all of those events, and then they finally came together into something that I can understand. And so it's very much like connecting the dots in our lives, right? And so do exactly what the Lord asked the apostles. Pay attention to these things. Maybe write them down in a journal. Be attentive to it, not because you have a specific control over that moment, but because he's trying to speak to you in those particular things. But we can only really put it together if we actually take it into our heart and make note of it. If we sort of forget it right after it happens, it's probably not something that you're going to be able to really take a good account for and understand where he's leading you. But if we can connect his dots and see where he's been working in our life, then often that gives us a better indication on where we should be headed, like where we're going. And so I just ask all of you to do that. Like, when these things pop up in your life, something that seems profound or important in that moment, somehow, some way, make note of it. Nowadays, I often just make a note in my phone because it's there, right? It's in my pocket. And so I'm able to make note of it and then sometimes reflect on it, even in prayer. Sometimes I'll be in prayer and I could open that note and I could look at it again. So, you know, as they say in the scripture, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. God bless you all.